Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm not going to give an update on the Browns quarterback rookie tandem and which nickname sounds best. But you know who's winning by a wide margin, too.
It's the upset of the century right now.
I mean, Shadill just sounds dumb.
They both sound dumb. That's the point.
Okay. Twitter disagrees.
No, you gave him an A or B option. They had to choose.
If both
between
were
dumb and dumb, they had to choose one dumb option.
If both were dumb, you can check out what the options are at Nick Wilson Says.
Actually, I want a new poll. A, B, and you do your two, your A and B, and The third option is both are dumb. And I will bet both are dumb wins.
No, because if both were dumb, it would be 50-50. It's not. It's about 2-to-1 right now. Yeah.
No, one could just be substantially less dumb than the other, but both can still, in fact, be dumb.
That type of discussion is the dumbest crap I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think it's easier to say Shadill, by the way. Much easier. What's the other one again?
Both. I don't remember. Do you remember?
No, I don't. That's why I asked.
Stilder.
Anybody listening right now that thinks either one of those aren't dumb, you let us know.
Let's get to...
I would have killed for an option C here. I would have loved an option C.
And yet you offered none.
Yeah, that was a little too late.
Now...
And the poll's out there.
You can take that poll at Nick Wilson Says. Now, as we promised here, the NFL Daily Podcast with Greg Rosenthal, Jordan Rodrigue, and I believe Colleen Wolf called out the four AFC North secret weapons. We are going to start with the Cleveland Browns here. I almost feel like guessing what the secret weapon's going to be ahead and see how dumb we look. You want to do that real quick, JP?
Sure, we can do that. You want to go like what, team by team?
Yeah, well, start with the Browns, and then we'll
Can we have a definition of secret weapon? Like, are we talking somebody that is we're not expecting them to do great, but then they end up doing great? Are we talking about someone that's like hidden, but hey, everyone around them knows that they're great? What's the definition?
Those are two different definitions of a secret weapon. So yes, I think what yes, it is. Yes. It's like the secret to their success.
Okay. So like the skeleton key almost.
Yes. The thing that if that team overperforms, it's because this thing is there.
And it's going to unlock their success. Okay. Got it.
So what would you say that is? What would you guess that is with the Browns?
Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. That's interesting. I guess I'll go Myles Garrett, although that doesn't feel like a secret success. Let's play this right here.
I'm going to say their secret weapon, their low expectations this year. Quietly, since Kevin Stefanski's gotten there, we've always thought they were going to be good. I went back and looked at their over-under win total over the last 5 years. It's never been below 8.5. This is the Cleveland Browns. And you know what? They beat expectations a few times. They had those years where he won coach of the year. They won 11 games. But like weirdly, that season where Joe Flacco played, like going into the year, they were 9.5 win over under. Like we've thought they were going to be good each and every year. And for the most part, they've been average to very good until last year. And this year they are tied for last place in terms of expected win total, 5.5. So the expectations are very low. I actually really do think that can be a secret weapon for teams. Maybe the Browns take advantage of it despite the quarterbacks.
I think that's more insulting than if you just said Joe Flacco or something like that.
Right, because Stefanski, that implies then that Stefanski is not to be expected to do anything great.
Yeah, no one expects anything of you. So if you just come in a little bit higher than expectations, no one's really, everyone's going to be like, wow, I mean, they won six games this year.
Like with Jerry Jeudy, I'm expecting him to build up on what he had last year and then to start to become in the conversation for, I don't know, breaking into the top 10 as far as wide receivers in the NFL. Like that would be a massive upgrade for him. And all of a sudden we'd be talking very differently about Jerry Jeudy. And that's a secret weapon.
Okay. I don't know I can really claim that much offense because I've said my plan with the Browns is to plan on 3-14. Planning no record improvement from last year, even though I think the football might look a little better. And then if it's a 6-win team, I'm like, wow, you doubled my expectations. At the same point, if we talk about secret weapons with his team, if he wasn't hurt, it'd be JOK. If it wasn't hurt, I'll go Jim Schwartz, even though I think people are down on him right now. Heck, if it wasn't, honestly, I could put the offensive line as a potential secret weapon because I think no one has expectations for them. And I do think like 3 years ago, the last time they were healthy, we saw really, really strong offensive line.
Yeah, and I mean, if they get back to form too, then all of a sudden it's a different conversation for the two rookie running backs that you drafted as well. And then we're talking about some positive momentum going forward.
Man, I don't like that. All right, so we brought Jake Mern in and we're going to go ahead and play this game. So real quick, Jake. Do you like the Browns' secret weapon is that no one expects a damn thing from them?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about the Twitter poll out there, but no, I don't know.
Would you go see as well? Both are dumb?
I would, but knowing Twitter, both are dumb would never win that poll.
Oh, wow. He's bracing you, saying it wouldn't happen.
I didn't know he's a Twitter expert over here. Okay, very good.
There's too many jokesters and clowns on Twitter. They'd go with the obvious answer that's winning right now.
I'm right here.
Why do you think that answer's winning?
Clown.
Yeah, why do you think that answer's winning? What's jokish or clownish about
what, it? If you had to define what people find funny about
specifically, about Dilder.
Do you have one? I think
what do you find funny about that?
I think it's there's like a comma in the way you're saying it that I think makes it not great.
Oh. So what do you think, Jake?
I think we just need to space it out a little bit more. That's all.
The comma?
The space between Dill and Durr.
Oh, okay.
Then I can almost just say Dylan and Shador.
Yeah.
You're trying to
save a lot of time.
Academy Awards is what we're going for here. We're trying to shorten this thing up.
Well, then vote for Shadil.
I don't think so. I don't like that either. That's a weak nickname there. All right, so set us up for the... What team should we go with next there, Jake?
We have the Pittsburgh Steelers next. So if you guys want to predict the secret weapon for Aaron Rodgers' new home.
I know what the answer is. So you go first.
I guess I'm going to go Arthur Smith because we're putting coaches in play here. So I'm going to make Arthur Smith the secret weapon. How he gets along with Aaron Rodgers, whether or not Aaron Rodgers actually even listens to him, I think will be part of this equation as well.
Wouldn't that be like the secret weapon that could blow up in your own hands?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I know who it is. Let's go ahead and play this.
Their secret weapon is the First Church of Tomlinology. This man handles the toughest of characters all the time, and he does it with some type of divine intervention because there's no other way that you could see how he's able to handle such big personalities and keep everything kind of so smooth and under the radar. He's strong. He's direct. I love his ideology, his services on Sunday mornings. I like the 1 p.m. mass. That's my favorite. All of the homilies on the standard is the standard. It's really great stuff.
Tomlinology is pretty good.
Oh, see, I was going to say Tomlinology is pretty boring, pretty goofy, but what I do like about it...
That's where it gets goofy for you.
Fair point. But what I like about it is she is correct. I think people look at Mike Tomlin like he's part of that he is the problem in Pittsburgh, where I think if they fired him next offseason, I think the Steelers would find out pretty quickly that Mike Tomlin might have been the thing holding the whole thing together. So I actually think Mike Tomlin is the secret weapon because people, I think, overlook his impact on their ability to win at a specific clip for a ridiculously long time.
I do wonder what coach would end up taking the job after, though, because you are guaranteed like the longest runway anyone's ever been given I think about it. If you've had three coaches in 50 years and you know that that family will not fire you, I mean, that should be the most prime job out there, because there's no such thing as job security in the NFL, but one team is offering it on a silver platter.
And you would imagine that that they would probably hire another young guy. Tomlin was like 32 when he got the job. Mm-hmm. Cowher was super young. I think Cowher might have been like maybe 40 when he got the job.
I think that's why people talked about Ben Johnson last year for the Steelers. You know, you have somebody like that, and you could just throw them in there and just not even think about it for 20 years.
So do we agree, by the way? I think that's I think that was Colleen Wolf.
Yeah, I don't love the idea, though, that we're going back-to-back coaches here.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like, as far as the secret weapon, I don't love that it's been Stefanski and then it's been Tomlin. I know for a fact, we'll have to go Bengals next, because I know there's no way Zach Taylor is anybody's secret
weapon. I
thought
it was low expectations and then Tomlin. So what about the Bengals?
Yeah, this is where the definition of a secret weapon really comes into play. Jordan Rodriguez of The Athletic had a hard time coming up with one for the Bengals, but what say you guys?
Is it low expectations?
She had a hard one coming up. Hold on, did she eventually get there?
Well, we'll play the clip in a moment.
All right.
I'll say Chase Brown.
Just say, maybe it is. I don't even know. I don't even know. I have no guesses on this.
Why not? Give him a run game.
The Trey Hendrickson contract drama is still not resolved. The Shamar Stewart contract drama is still not resolved. So I think that the secret weapon that the Cincinnati Bengals have working in their favor right now is that it's almost time to talk about the Cowboys contract drama again.
Mm.
Oh. Well, their weapons are not secret. Like Burrow is the weapon. Jamar Chase, you know, T. Higgins, they are the weapons. Like that's all gravy. They have to prove a lot on defense this year after Fall Guy Lou took the heat there. And Zach Taylor, I think, has a hell of a lot to prove as well.
So what did she land on?
She landed on nothing. So we have two coaches and no answer.
If, in fairness, there really is no secret weapon. Their offensive line's not good. I know what their secret weapon is. They've pissed Trey Hendrickson off so bad. When they finally ink him to like a, when they finally make peace with that just to get him through this last year in Cincy, he's going to have like a 20 sack season. There, secret weapon. I did it.
Congratulations.
All right, final one here. Set us up here, Jake.
Yeah, lastly, we go back to Colleen Wolf, who was tasked with coming up with a secret weapon for the Lamar Jackson-led Baltimore Ravens, guys.
It's not Ray Lewis's missing knife, is it? No?
I was going with Zay Flowers, so I guess we're a little off there.
What'd you say?
I said Zay Flowers, but I think he got me with Ray Lewis's knife.
That's definitely one of them, though.
Yeah, well, at least you chose.
Yeah.
I'm like what they did for the Bengals.
The Mark Andrews Redemption Tour. Instead of starting a new year by watching the ball drop, the Ravens ended theirs this way. And Mark Andrews' mission now is to make sure it never happens again. So his entire offseason is dedicated to working, to stewing, to obsessing. Because long after that locker room went quiet, the noise was still in his head. And Mark Andrews, he didn't make excuses. He didn't disappear. He dipped into the shadows to rebuild. Haunted, not by the critics, but by the play he couldn't rewind.
Some Ray Finkel type stuff there.
That got
deeply deep, psychological.
Very deep. Hey, she's not wrong, though. The drop is going to stay with him for a very long time.
But I don't think that's the secret weapon. I think that might be the secret self-destruct code if it starts happening in the regular season.
Yeah, it wasn't my choice. I said Zay Flowers. I can't defend.
Wasn't mine either.
I can't defend
said
her
something
decision.
Different. Jake, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
We got two more segments. All right, we're trying to keep it on the rails here.
We are getting there.
I worry about this next segment.
I do,
because,
too.
Because after the last three segments, we're going to look into our crystal ball about how much is going to change in the next 10 days and 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You came up with this idea today that given that I'm not just out for five weekdays next week, I'm also out for the both days and the weekend. So yeah, that gives us basically 10 days until I come back, 9 days really for sports to happen. Well, 10 days if you include tonight. And so we're going to predict what the talking points will be when we come back.
Yeah, and I do want to make sure, Jake, by the way, that if for each day, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you write down like the biggest topic, and then when you come back, we'll have you go through in segment form, and we'll just have you go through like each thing that was the biggest. But now this is the prediction business for you.
So I will just start off with the easy one. No Cavs movement. By the time we come back, we'll be getting close to what I think will be the first Cavs move of the offseason.
All right, so what you're saying there, or let me ask you this way. A topic we did today will still be a topic we could do the following Monday that you come back.
Yes, because the NBA draft will be, I want to say, a week and a half after I get back. And I think somewhere in that range we'll actually get a Cavs deal. But it will not happen next week while I'm gone.
Okay, so you get to avoid all of the, any Cavs drama, anything like that, and you're just completely devoid of that. That's actually really nice then, because then next week, I mean, it's nice we'll have Fedor in a couple days. We'll have Danny Cunningham in, so we'll get their fresh perspectives of it all. A
lot of Jalen Suggs talk, y'all. Get ready for it.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of Jalen Suggs talk. I mean, not too much. You know, there's only so much, but if he wants to go really hard in the paint for Jalen Suggs, and I can let just callers just kind of go after him, one after another, and be like, Chris, what are you thinking and why you're thinking it? Yeah, we're going to do that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
The Pacers will be leading the NBA Finals 3-1.
Okay, so you come back in time for Game 5.
I come back in time for Game 5, which a little disappointed there's only two games during the time in the cabin because of how the schedule sets up.
So wait, yes. We have 3 total games in a 9-day stretch.
Yep.
Feels like not enough games.
I know, that's exactly. I know,
this is, what are we doing with this finals?
The cabin is like peak NBA finals watching, and we're going to get 2 games.
I mean, I know we do this every year with the finals. They space them out in such a way, but why aren't we in the hurry-up offense a little bit with some of these games? Let's get this thing going. Why do I need so much time in between?
Money.
They'd still make the same amount of money if it was a day in between as opposed to 2 days or 3 days in between.
As I continue to predict the future, what will the talking points be when I come back? If I'm correct, and the Pacers are up 3-1, the Tyrese Haliburton as the face of the NBA conversation will be nauseating. Meaning, it'll be the Pacers are the new dynasty, even though they're not. And no. Tyrese Haliburton, the level jumping that will happen.
We're ever going to get to a spot where people say, are the Pacers a dynasty?
I think it happens every time somebody wins a championship. Everyone always goes, well, I guess they're going to win the next 3 titles.
I think people would do silly things and be like, oh, Miles Turner, free agent. Oh, okay. Pacers re-sign him, and oh, they're bringing back the band. They're going to run it back, and it's like, guys, that's not why they're going to win or lose.
But the Haliburton thing, where the Ringer has already jumped him ahead of Donovan Mitchell by one spot,
that's
right?
Yeah.
If they were to redo those rankings. By the time I get back, again, assuming that I'm right on the first point, Tyrese Haliburton would be considered a top 5 player. Maybe, and that might even be conservative.
So what I like about this is that you've bookended it both ways now for you to have a potential win when you come back, because you are somebody that initially had said Thunder in five, and now you're saying the Pacers will be up 3-1. So like there's really no way, like any way that it goes down, you get to come back and say you were right.
I mean, I think after game one, I think I have to flip flop.
Are you flopping? Are you officially flip flopping?
I renounced
get those sandals out.
I renounced my Tyrese Halliburton slander earlier in the show. You can check out the video at Nick Wilson Says, at 92.3 The Fan, at Jay Peterlin. There are a lot of ats there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to renounce my Thunder in five. And I now have to say Pacers in six.
Wow.
But when I come back, the Pacers will be up 3-1.
All right. I'm excited to see how it plays out. Last night's game, that did a number for a lot of people.
All right. Of what I've said, what do you think is the biggest stretch so far?
That last one.
Okay. All right. They're up 3-1.
Well, the other thing you said was that we just have no news with the Cavs. And so, like, I don't think that we're going to have.
Should I not have led with that prediction?
I mean, it just didn't give me much to work with there, but that's okay. It's a prediction, and I like that. Because if we come back and the whole entire team is traded, then I guess. Well, I guess your prediction would have been wrong.
All right, as I put on my crystal ball here, we will be back to hyping up who Shane Bieber will be when Shane Bieber comes back.
Will he have pitched by the time you come back?
I will say yes. I'm looking into the ether there, looking to the great beyond.
He will have done one double A or triple A assignment?
I believe so. I don't want to put on a specific level because that's hard to see. Trying to look to the other world, can't really see it. But as I conceptualize this, I can see Shane Bieber pitching in the next 10 days and excitement about, or if not, if he doesn't make it by the time, it'll be like the next couple days afterwards.
Okay, so we'll be back to gearing up for a Shane Bieber start, or we'll be reacting to a Shane Bieber start.
And the hype will be getting out of hand. I think that's going to start. The second he pitches at the next level, or the second he's cleared, I think you're going to see a lot of people really.
You know what? I feel like we need more Shane Bieber hype in general anyway, though. Because like we were approaching, it was supposed to be today initially, and I felt like, I mean, we discussed it, but it's not like people were, you know, he hardly turned Shane Bieber into the Beatles as far as conversation was concerned.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, what do you got?
This one I don't think you're ready for, because you've got 3 games against Houston, 3 games against Cincy, 3 games against Seattle while I'm out.
Yeah.
The Guardians right now are 5 games above 500.
Okay.
They will be 7 games above 500 when I come back. This will be a very fortuitous week. All right. The signs tell me, the stars tell me that going to be a great Angel Martinez week, and you will be 7 games above 500.
Do you see the problem I see, Mac?
What's the problem there?
If you're 5 games above 500.
Yeah.
And you play 9 games, you go 5-4, you move 1 game above 500. You go 6-3, you move 3 games above 500.
Mm-hmm. I'm splitting the difference.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
I believe I said 8 games above 500.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Okay. Sorry, my hearing isn't very good right now.
By the way, I was also doing that math in real time. I was just like, all right, I knew I screwed up immediately, and I was like, just go with it.
I got worried you're going to be like, it's too literal, Jonathan. You're taking it too literal.
I could have gone like,
I don't know what other way to take it.
But again,
I just wanted your stars math.
I wanted your prediction to end up having a chance to be right. Listen, that's all that was.
Listen, the other side, when communicating with the other side, they don't communicate literally. They're not like,
it gets muffed.
Yeah, they couldn't just like throw up like, hey man, here are the lottery numbers tonight. Good luck, LOL, hearts, XOXO. No, they're like, hey, lottery. Oh, play the lottery. That's what it's telling me.
And every now and then they just throw in like a random number just to throw you off completely.
Just to mess with you. And then you get another one right after you realize you missed the lottery by one. That's just LOL. I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been. Now, we have a lot of OTAs coming up in the time that I'm at the cabin. By the way, of the Guardians predictions, which one do you think is the best? Which one do you think might be the most shaky?
Your Shane Bieber one is the best. I think the Shane Bieber one's got a real chance to happen and materialize. I hope we're getting... Now, the sad part about that, though, is if we're coming back and chomping or champing at the bit to go ahead and just prop up Shane Bieber, that means that the previous 9 games exposed some flaw with one of the spots in the rotation.
This kind of draining me because it's taken a lot of time to like, you know, conceptualize.
It's mentally exhausting to get into the other worlds. I get it.
And think into the future there. By the time I come back,
Dildur will be a renowned nickname for the two quarterbacks.
We will have crowned a Stanley Cup Finals champion. Yeah. I'm calling it right now.
How many games will be played by that point?
That's a great question.
Will all seven be played?
Right now, they have only played one game. In the next, I'm
why is Edmonton like? Which one? I'm hockey dumb, so you have to help me out here.
Just hockey dumb.
Well, yeah, we're a lot of things dumb, but hockey dumb in particular. Connor McDavid, is he on Edmonton or is he on Florida?
He's on Edmonton.
He's on Edmonton. Yeah. Okay, and why is it like a massive upset if Edmonton wins?
Because they're not as good as Florida.
Is it as much of an upset as Indiana is relative to Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Okay.
I also don't know. Now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 games before I come back.
Okay.
So, we will crown a new NHL champion by Monday when I come back.
Okay.
What do we think about that prediction?
Well, which champion, I guess? Is Florida winning the next four?
I mean, I think it's implied. Florida's got the 1-0 lead. There's 4 games left. I think it's implied.
You ever think about why it's called the Stanley Cup Final, but then it's called the NBA Finals?
It's Lord Stanley. It's his cup.
Nick, Edmonton won. Game one.
That's exactly what I meant. See?
No, I think the NHL. I think the NHL has it right because it's one final, whereas the NBA Finals make a suggestion that there's multiple finals being played. I think the NBA's got it wrong.
Mm. All right, now I'm going to go one step further. It'll be Florida that wins in 5. Just kidding. I'm just getting back to we'll have an NHL champion by the time I come back.
You don't have to predict that.
Final one, because we have OTAs.
Yeah, we needed a couple. I was hoping for a couple Browns ones, but I'm happy to get one.
The Shahype will go up another gear, but Joe Flacco will have a clear distance. He will clear the distance between himself and the rest of the field.
All right, the 3 media watched practices that we get to see next week. That
Shador will elevate.
Okay.
But he will not elevate past Joe Flacco, who have distance on everyone.
Will it be an obvious Joe Flacco into Shador by that point? Or we still got some work to do there?
I still think we have some work to do there. And I'll also say, we're going to have one day where people say really nice things about one of the other quarterbacks.
Well, we have one,
and it'll be a polishing job by the team.
Will we have one day where people are like, you know, Shador really didn't look as good that day? Will that finally happen?
I'm not ready to say. Oh. I'm only ready to say.
I like that your medium hedges their takes.
Florida will have a clear Flacco.
There's an air of like, I really know what's going to happen, but I just can't.
When I'm right on every one of these, you will fall apart. Yeah. You will believe in things you didn't believe in before when I'm right. When Flacco has a clear lead in the job, Shador continues to rise, and then one of the days somebody says something nice about Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. I can't wait for it.
Which one of those do you think's the I'm putting them out there take?
The putting them out there take, I don't know. I don't know that it exists in this batch.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like some like, oh, this awful thing's going to happen.
The Pacers one was the putting it out there take, I think. The Pacers was the one, because it was the most where it was like, oh, that would be an interesting turn of events if the Pacers did just continue to win, and then by the time you come back, have a firm grasp on the series.
I mean, the reality is there's just not a lot happening in the next 10 days that's going to change that much. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm working with what I've got.
So is that the perfect time to go on vacation then?
That's exactly why people go on vacation in Sports Talk Radio in June and July, yeah.
I mean, it is kind of upsetting that the same conversations we had today will be used 10 days from now when it comes to the Cavs.
216-474-0092, and that's my last one. People will still be asking, should we break up the core four? 10 days from now. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, you came
back. Are we still on air?
You came back.
Oh, Daddy yeah. I'm sweating.
Oh, I thought
it has
thought
nothing to do with my obesity or potential pre-diabetes. Oh,
I thought we lost you to the other world there for a second.
Oh, my gosh. Mac, oh, I feel like I haven't seen you in days or years. I haven't heard your giggle in minutes.
What's his nuggets?
I'm going to giggle. I don't want to giggle on air. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.